Hey, what's up, everybody? We're close. I'm literally looking at the new microphones so that I can effectively have two people sitting here and you can hear us both. I'm close. Very close. So, just a quick check-in. I posted on the Facebook page a little rant about referencing what I call the electric lie, and a large portion of what I posted was literally a copy and paste that I found a couple years ago. And if I could remember who specifically had wrote most of it, I would give them credit. I am in no way trying to sell all that information as my own. I agree with it. I have checked on most of it and believe and feel confident that I can put it out there as part of it. And it really, just reading that, I was already believing in the electric lie prior to that, me reading that article. But it definitely solidified my viewpoint. And I am working on getting someone to either sit down with me or at least just educate me on nuclear power. And they're literally coming up with micro nuclear power sources that I want to be able to talk about. Like I said, I've investigated hydrogen and I was kind of disappointed with a lot of the stuff that I found out about hydrogen powered vehicles, compared to even electric or just combustion fossil fuel. Anyways, what I really want to talk about this morning, real quick, is immigration. I don't personally know anyone that got here by coming across the border illegally and now just lives and works here in the United States. Do I work with several of those people? Yes. Is there a pretty significant language barrier? Yes. Would I have them sit across from me if I thought that they would be willing to? Yes. And I'm working on that. I really am. But my thoughts on immigration go back a couple hundred years. And the difference, I want to compare a lot of our ancestors coming from somewhere else in the world, coming past the Statue of Liberty, signing in at Ellis Island, and being welcomed in the United States. Were all of them welcomed? You don't have to read very far to realize that's not actually true, but they still sign that book, and here they are. And why I want to compare that to all the discussions and the arguments that are happening currently, recently, is you want to know how to fix it? Will building a wall across our border fix it? Probably, to some degree, not 100%. Don't fool yourselves. I mean, there's hundreds of miles of tunnels. They can dig with enough time and motivation, they can dig a tunnel 100 fucking miles long. I mean, whatever. So let's not fool ourselves that the Great Wall along the southern border would really truly fix everything. It won't. It wouldn't. It won't. However, it turns out. Do you want to know what would fix it? The process. Fix the fucking process. I'm a firm believer. You have two sides. A minimum of two sides of each topic, discussion, whatever you want to call it, issue. Sometimes there's more than two, but there's always at least two. There's never just one. That's insane. So if you were able to fix the process, if it was easier to legally enter the United States of America and get a Social Security number, get help if you need it, if that was easier than struggling to get here and struggling to be successful and not get caught, well, we currently live in a world without consequence. So even if you get caught, what happens? What do they do? Nothing. Hardly nothing. So there's a lot of it that's got to be fixed. A lot of it. You need to fix the process, and you got to have consequence. Just like I believe there's at least two sides of every issue, you have to have a solution, and you have to have consequence. One won't work without the other. So if we streamlined the entire process to make it easier, even easy, for someone to walk all the way from fucking Honduras, or just be born in Tijuana and not want to live there and they want to come to the United States, whatever, whether you're a refugee or just a Mexican immigrant that doesn't want to be there anymore, you want to come here. If we fix that process so that it is streamlined and honest and documented, the flip side of that, that only works if there's real consequences for not using it. So if we fix it on one side, on the other, if you get over here and not have used the right way to do it, there's consequence. Do I have that ultimate solution? No, I'm not pretending that I do. I'm not saying we kill them, but you can't let them stay here. So does the wall at some point have significance of making it harder to just get here? Yeah, we need to make it easier to get here legally and stay here and reap all the benefits of being here. But you must have the consequences of choosing not to do it that way, getting caught. Now you're in trouble. I'm not saying you need to necessarily go to jail, prison, whatever, but you can't stay here. And I think that not only can you not stay here, well, now there's a little black mark next to your name. If a week later you tried to get here legally, I don't think so. You're at the back of the list there, pal. You're at the back of the line. Make sure you go let everybody know. When you get caught for not getting here the right way, you're fucked. That's just the right way to do it. In my mind, in my humble opinion, that's the right way to do it. My wife and I really wanted to be able to share that recording, but the mics, I didn't have the right mic set up. You could only hear me. You could barely hear her. God, it pissed me off. She just has such an awesome mind in the way that she articulates her thoughts about some things that she's passionate about. And ironically, immigration is one of them. Not necessarily immigration, but her comparison to a homeless veteran, her comparison to someone that already lives here and was born here or got here legally the right way, and they're struggling. And we're not helping them. So we aren't stopping people from getting here illegally. I mean, we are, but are we? No. And we're working on how to make that process no different than what I just said. We need to fix the process. Make the process easy enough for him to get here the right way. Them, not him. For them to get here the right way. Well, and her argument to me was, well, shouldn't we fix our own shit first? Shouldn't we get our own house in order before we make that process easier? We need to stop what's going on, stop the bleeding, which is why there's so many people that believe the wall is the answer. Stop the bleeding and fix our own home first. Get your house in order. Now let's fix the process of getting everyone, helping as many people as we can. What am I can't argue with her. I can't tell her, oh, no, babe, come on. That's shitty. No, I can't, because she's right. There's so many things that we need to fix here with people in need. Now, mental health and drug addiction and all of those, that's a whole nother topic. But it's still part of our house not being in order. That's still something that we desperately need to fix. Before we fix allowing millions of people per year to come into this country illegally and still helping them legally and providing the help they need, I sure think a lot more people in this country would feel okay about it, would feel better about it, would feel engaged in discussing that solution with open arms if our own fucking house was in order. And it isn't. There's going to be a longer conversation about this. I will make sure that my beautiful bride is one of them. I'll do everything I can to try to get someone that I know from work, or a friend of a friend, or someone that either got here legally in the past 20 years, or that was a refugee and got here, or that got here illegally and they're still here, and they're anonymous and they're scared. I'm going to look and see. I'll find what I can so that we can talk about it. The fact that each political party tries to use it as a soapbox is sickening and pathetic, because none of them have the solution. Current politicians talk about 15% of an issue, just so they can plant the seed in your mind that they might actually have a plan, which they don't. All right, well, I'm real close. We're real close to having this baby set the fuck up. All right. I don't think... Yeah. You probably don't want to just have me sit here and think of something to say. Maybe you just want me to sit here so you can look at me. Fuck yeah. Yeah, I'm 25 pounds heavy. You must want to look at me now. Fuck yeah. Have you ever tried Zoa? God, they're delicious. Peace.